Chapter 7. The Girl with the Red Slippers. In the last days of ancient Egypt, Pharaoh Amasis ruled the country. Many Greeks came to live in Egypt at this time to buy and sell things to the Egyptians, and the city of Naucratis in the north of the country became nearly all Greek. One of these Greeks lived near the sea in Naucratis. His name was Charaxos, and he was very rich and quite old. In the market in Naucratis, rich people could buy slaves. One day, Charaxos was walking through the market when he saw lots of people in a group. They were all looking at something. He pushed his way through and he saw a very beautiful slave girl. The men at the market were selling her. She looked Greek, and Charaxos thought, "She is very beautiful." Charaxos was one of the richest men in Naucratis, so he easily bought the beautiful slave girl. Her name was Rhodopis, and she told him her story. She was from the north of Greece. When she was a child, some men stole her from her family and sold her to a rich man. This rich man lived on the island of Samos, and he had many slaves. One of these slaves was an ugly little man called Aesop. He was always very kind to the girl, and he told her lots of stories about animals and birds and people. But when the girl was older, the rich man sent her to Naucratis, to the slave market. He knew that he could make lots of money if he sold her, because she was very beautiful. Rhodopis told Charaxos her sad story, and Charaxos felt sorry for her. He thought that she was the most beautiful girl in the world. He gave her a wonderful house to live in with a garden in the middle of it and slave girls to help her. He also gave her many gifts and beautiful clothes, and he loved her like a daughter. One hot day, something strange happened. Rhodopis was washing in the pool in her secret garden while her slave girls were guarding her clothes and her red slippers. Rhodopis loved these pretty slippers. Suddenly, an eagle flew into the garden. The slave girls were frightened and they ran. Rhodopis stood up in surprise and watched the eagle. It came down and took one of the slippers, then it flew out of the garden and away to the south. Rhodopis started to cry. These slippers were one of her favourite gifts from Charaxos. But this was a very special eagle, because it flew up the Nile to Memphis and to the palace there. At the palace, Pharaoh Amasis was sitting outside and listening to some of his people's problems. Suddenly, the eagle flew down and the slipper fell on his knees. Everyone was very surprised. Pharaoh Amasis was also surprised, but he took the slipper and looked at it. "This is a beautiful slipper," he said. "And it is very small. But whose is it? I am sure that she is as beautiful as her slipper. I must find her. I think that the god Horus sent this bird. He sometimes turned into an eagle when he was on this earth." So the Pharaoh sent his men all over Egypt to look for the girl. "Take this slipper with you," he said. "If a girl puts the slipper on her foot and it is the right size, then she will become my wife." The Pharaoh's men left Memphis to look for the girl. They looked for her in Heliopolis, in Tarnis, and in Canopus until they came to Naucratis. Here they heard about Charaxos and his beautiful slave girl. So they went to Charaxos's great house and they found Rhodopis in the garden next to her pool. When they showed Rhodopis the red slipper, she was surprised and happy to see it again. She put the slipper on her foot and everyone could see that it was hers. Her slave girls went to get the other slipper from the pair. Then Pharaoh's men knew that this was the right girl.
"We have a message for you from Pharaoh Amasis. You must come now to his palace at Memphis and live in his royal house of women," Pharaoh's men told Rhodopis. "He thinks that the god Horus sent the eagle to help him find you."
It was not possible to say no to a pharaoh, so Rhodopis said goodbye to Charaxos and left for Memphis. Charaxos was sad about losing Rhodopis, but he was also happy for her. It was a wonderful thing to live at the royal house of women. When Amasis saw Rhodopis, he thought that she was the most beautiful girl in the world, and he made her queen of all Egypt. The pharaoh and his queen then lived happily together until they died, 1 year before the Persians came to Egypt. Penguin Readers, Tales of Ancient Egypt, Roger Lancelin Green, Level 3, retold by Dulcie Fry, illustrated by Heather Copley and Guy Harvey, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Nigel Pilkington, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2025.